Good morning here on the Mighty 690. I am Matt Jordan. We're in the 8 o'clock hour, right at 8:40 here on this Thursday morning. And we've got Denise York in with Coffeyville Reawakening. How are you this morning?
Pretty good. How are you doing, Matt?
Doing good. Excited, you know, to be here Fair and Rodeo Week. It's a bustling time here in Coffeyville.
This whole summer has been just we have went from one thing to the next.
And yeah.
I'm looking for some downtime here in the next couple of weeks.
But absolutely.
It's not there yet.
Right. So. I'm looking for it too. Yeah. So, you guys, speaking of busy, you guys had a big weekend last weekend with the Vaude and the Ville.
Huge weekend for the Midland. That is our main fundraiser that raises all the operational funds for us, usually for the year. So we had a great turnout, almost full seats there at Spencer Round. So sold a lot of tickets, had a great after party. Couldn't even walk through the building.
Yeah, I heard. I heard the after party was crowded.
So. Yeah, I was ready to stand outside. But, I mean, everybody was having a good time. And we just want to, you know, thank everybody for the support that we've gotten over just everything that's going on with the Midland. And construction has started. I don't think they've actually done anything yet. It's in the planning stages. They should be starting here in this week or next. But Lisa Scheck, again, sixth year in a row, did an outstanding job getting the lineup for Vaude and the Ville, and just, you know, a pretty high class, you know, performance that went on. So I think everybody that was there really enjoyed it.
Well, that's good. Yeah, it looked like. I've heard good things. I've heard, you know, people talk about how good it was, and it looked like it was a good lineup. And you just love that there's local, you know,
right,
too, that you just have those people here in this town that can put on such a great show.
Yeah, great lineup. So, and we're just happy that these people, you know, volunteer their time to come and help us out. So,
and then Midland as well has the movie stuff coming up.
Yes, we have an outdoor movie for August. I think it's the 26th. Encanto.
That sounds right. Encanto. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's coming up. Yeah. I'm more excited about the one in September. I think it's September 9th. We'll have American Graffiti. So we're looking for some car clubs, classic cars to come down, maybe do a cruise night along with that, maybe get some kids' Hot Wheels in the lot and everything that night. So.
I like the themes. I like there's always, it's not just showing a movie with some popcorn.
Right.
It's showing a movie and then other stuff to go along with the theme of the movie.
Yeah, there's always, you know, chalk and stuff for the kids to play with before until it gets dark. You know, sometimes it gets a little bit late, but yep.
All right. Next up, we're talking coffee as well.
Oh, yes. The Coffeeville.
Which might be needed for some people to get it going this morning.
Coffee Company, you know, launched the Wayward Sun. It's an organic blend of coffee that Phil Ehart, the drummer for Kansas, you know, is sponsoring that. So, and $4 for every bag that's sold online goes to the Midland Theater. So, you know, that helps us further down the line, you know, getting the theater up and running. And we really appreciate everything that they do, you know, Ron and Lydia, that whole group. So pre-orders are on sale now, and I think it starts shipping August 15th. So
I like what they've done, the style of the coffee that they've chose to do with, you know, it's not, because those bags become like collector items.
Absolutely,
yeah. Because you've got the faces of whoever's it's on, and representing whether parts of Kansas or parts of Coffeyville.
Yeah, and the history behind each one of those, and even the poster that they have out with all the dignitaries and people from Coffeyville. It's great. I mean, a lot of research done there. So I mean, it's just a class act, right?
Yeah.
That they put together. So. That's another thing. Go out and get online and order your Wayward Sun organic coffee. So
yeah, I know Bob's a big fan of coffee.
Yes,
he when we do our auction, he's always in on the whether it's bags of coffee or coffee gift certificates
or the coffee cups or something like that.
Yeah,
and see, you know, we're just too. I don't like coffee.
I'm not a coffee person either, but
never have been. And he brings that coffee, and you know,
but
the morning
people
it's
are
like,
loyal when they love their coffee. They're loyal to their coffee.
So. And that's one thing Bob is loyal to his coffee. So,
all right, something else coming up, and I know planning. It feels like it's when it's you know, 98 degrees to be thinking about Christmas is a little odd almost.
Yeah, but it kind of gives you relief, right? You kind of think of those cold nights, especially like when the Grinch movie was playing last year and it was like, what, 17 degrees out and the wind blowing. But Christmas on the Plaza, planning is starting now. Shannon Moldo's kind of taken the lead on that. We've got... we've had a couple meetings, and we've also got sponsors in for a movie. I think it's going to be Polar Express will be shown this year.
It's a great movie.
Yes, it's a great movie, especially a great Christmas movie. Darla Thornburg, I know, is gearing up for the Candlelight Tours out at the Brown Mansion. So a lot of planning that starts now. So if you want to join in, and if you're a vendor that wants to, you know, have a little booth or something for our marketplace, you know, get with me or Shanna, and now's the time to start planning for it.
Christmas will be here before we know it.
It will be.
I mean,
yeah.
I can't believe we're almost, you know, through the August. Summer, and, you know, it feels like 2022 just started like a month ago, you know?
I know. I look up the first of the month, and then I keep thinking, oh, it's like the second or third, but I don't know what is today.
The 11th. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
We moved on. So, all right. And then tonight, I know this is a popular event out at the Fair and Rodeo with the Buckout.
It is. It's the Kiwanis Buckout, and Jana Kasser puts this together every year. It's their fundraiser, so she's done a great job this year. It's tonight. I think the Buckout starts at 6. They have practice starting at 5:30. It's in the Mechanical Bull. I think the area is over by the vendors. I think she has, as of yesterday, I know she had 33 riders signed up. So it'll be, you know, it's a great event. Come out and support them. The CCC rodeo team will be the judge. So
it's highly entertaining.
Entertaining.
If you don't want to participate, like, just watch it.
Right.
Because it is highly entertaining, and if Griff Walker is the announcer,
he is.
That is going to just add another element to how entertaining it is.
Well, and then last year, Marlon, I'm not sure if Marlon Thornburg is riding this year or not. I think he should be if he's not, but you know, he's here and he's like six something. Well, our grandson was running and he was three, and they were standing kind of side by side, and you have like a 2 foot next to a 6 foot, and our grandson, I don't know how this happened, but ended up winning. They took it easy on him on the bull. So, but how do you compete with the 3 year old cute? I think this year they're probably going to throw him off right off the bat. But
he's four now. So
he's four. So yeah, maybe he'll move up a little bit then. And, but yeah, if you have any questions, get a hold of Jana Kassler at 252-5521. And I know they had sponsorships for some rides, but they didn't have riders. So Matt, if you're free.
Oh no, I'm sorry, I'm busy. Yeah, I got our live broadcast remote tonight, so I can't get over there.
Okay, well, if you know anybody, send them
maybe
over.
Maybe I'll try to, you know, maybe John. Maybe I can get John to get on the booking.
Oh, okay. We'll let Jana know that he may just show up. So. And then the last thing, well, I have two more things. I guess this Saturday is when all the CCC students come in and get to move into their dorm. It's Saturday and Sunday. And last year, Donna Chambers, along with the St. Paul Lutheran Church, coordinated a move-in day. And it's basically, you know, a chance for, you know, the students to meet people, learn about Coffeyville. I think they hand out water, snacks, help them get moved in. It's just, it's a great experience for, and a time for our town to reach out to kids just now coming along. You know, so when you have around 500 people, new people coming to town, it can be kind of daunting, you know, first time away from home, or you've got parents driving you up and dropping you off, and they want to see people from the town that's going to be taking care of their kids. So if you have any time to volunteer at all, if you could get a hold of Donna Chambers at 918-808-2018, or you can call me, stop in down at Coffeyville's Reawakening. She could use some help, and I know she's got several people coming in. If you have any kind of snacks that you can, like, maybe donate that they can give out to the kids, I know they're giving out water, so it's a great it's a great thing to be doing, right?
Yeah, so. Absolutely. I mean, you community colleges get a lot of local people, but they also get a lot of way out of state, out of town,
out of country.
When you look at the, I was going to say, when you look at the athletes that come in from basketball to your baseball, softball. I mean, a lot of those times, those kids are in America maybe for the first time.
Right.
So to see a welcoming community, to know that there's support if they need it, kind of a thing. So
yeah, you know, I mean it fosters goodwill. I mean, it's a chance for churches get involved that maybe some of the youth who have grown up in the churches know that, you know, they've got friends here and things. So
absolutely. All right, and then volunteers just needed. Period. Because, you know, volunteers are what makes things work.
They are. I mean, we have great volunteers here in town. I mean, I can just start down through a list of people that you're going to see at everything. But we need more. So with kids starting back in school, you know, if you've been at home with them all summer and you have a few hours during the day or 4 hours a week or something, let us know, because we can use volunteers all over town. I mean, the schools can use them, the Dalton Museum, the Brown Mansion, Coffeefield's Reawakening, things like the move-in on Saturday and Sunday is a great, you know, example of just let us match you up to what your passion is, and it gives back to the community. It's priceless to volunteer. So.
Yeah, and then, you know, you high school and college kids, you CCC kids and high school kids that are looking at applying for scholarships or looking at applying for your CCC if you're going to another four-year university, volunteer hours on your transcript, for whether it's for scholarships or college period, look great.
Right. And this would be a great time for maybe some high schoolers to get together and go help the kids move in at the college, you know, kind of a peer-to-peer type age group. So,
Yeah. And then kind of give you the high schoolers an idea of what it looks like on a move-in day looks
like.
Yeah.
And what
it
what
can be overwhelming.
Absolutely. It can. So.
All right. Well, it's busy time. I know Fair and Rodeo kind of really kicks off the fall events, and I know there's some good ones with Christmas on the Plaza, and then I'm glad that Vaudeville was so good.
Oh, yeah. Great. And thanks for everybody's support on that one.
And looking forward to those Midland Theater movie nights as well. So,
thanks, Matt.
All right. Well, thanks for stopping in this morning. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you. We'll talk to you next week. Because you're going to be enjoying some vacation time. But
yes,
we will talk
absolutely.
To someone with Reawakening. Much deserved right. vacation time, right?
I've been looking forward to it for like 3 years now.
All
so.
Right. Awesome. Awesome. All right. Well, we will take a break. We'll come back. We'll be at the top of the hour. We'll talk some Fox News and then local news here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.